So we're starting Gittin Daf Gimel, and we're picking up very much with the Machlokes. And we know that a Shliach who comes from Dinas Hayam, he has to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam. We have a Machlokes. Why? Rabbah says because there's a concern of Lishma. Where we ended Daf Beis was the concern of Lishma is not that Seferim. We know Stam Seferim are Migmar Gemiri. It's not a concern that the Sefer might write it. In Dinas Hayam, the Sefer might write it, not Lishma. But the concern is that maybe the Baal found the get, and therefore it's midrabanan. They required that the shliach goes ahead and says b'fanei nechta. B'fanei nechta certifies that this was a get written for this couple lishma. And why do you only need one aid? Meaning, why is one aid help? Why is it going to ward off any possible error of the Baal, any concerns that the Baal might raise? That's because mishumiguna. Again, this is only the rabbanan. Mishumiguna ikul rabbanan. The rabbanan said it's okay even with one aid. So the Gemara now is going to ask on this, and we really stelled on this back in the Mishnah, okay? That what we said was that on the one hand, we're going to believe the aid, that we're going to believe the aid, meaning when you say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam, and it's only one. Since the Chachamim said that one aid can come and say b'fanei nechtav, so that's going to settle if the Baal would come later and be ma'arer. But if the Baal, if you don't need b'fanei nechtav, then you're going to need real aidus, which is two. So the Gemara says, "Haikulahu." Really, you're telling me it's a kula that they required one aid. Haikulahu, haichomrahu. Okay, that it's going to be a chomra. Deimatzrechle. So the Gemara at least is going with the assumption that why is it a kula that one aid would work for v'ponai nechtav? What happens if the Baal is ma'arer? Haikulahu chomrahu. Deimatzrechle trei. Because if you would require two, like regular aidus, layasi Baal ma'arer upasole. We don't care what the Baal would say. Even if there were two, the Baal is not going to be neman keneged, going against to aid him. Chad, but if you only required, again, what's our question? Why do you require one aid? You should require two. We said mishamiguna ikul rabban and sakula. It's not really going to be a kula because if the Baal comes to complain, he is coming against one aid, and we would take the Baal seriously. Chad asu balu ma'arer pasole, he would be able to pasole it. So the Gemara says kiman da amar mar bifnei kama noisnula. Since we're going to quote later the Gemara on Daf Hey that how many people need to be present when you give the get. So again, the get has to be given with edim. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina chad amar bifnei beis v'chad amar bifnei gimel. So you have to have either two or three, but you have to have Edim. Since the shliach is aware that when he's bringing the get from Dinas Hayam and he's giving it to the woman, he's doing it in the presence of Edim. It's an official act. So therefore, meikara meidak dayik, he doesn't want to be made to look like a fool. He doesn't want to be made to look like he is an ineffective shliach. And therefore, he is going, before he accepts it from the Baal, back in the other country, before he accepts it, he's going to look into it. He's not going to put himself in a situation where he undermines his own nemanus, and therefore, what does Rashi say? He's not going to undermine his own nemanus, and therefore, the inami. So, are we Rashi? Hashliach meikar meidatay hashliach kishemekabel miyadabal v'yodea boishe berotzen megarsha. He knows that the husband really wants this divorce. He is 100% on this divorce. V'lo yavo v'ya'arer, and therefore, the husband is not going to come. And right, when would the husband come? If he's not sure if he wants a divorce, so he sends a get just in case, and he'll figure it out later. But if the shliach asks some probing questions, he can determine that the Baal was 100% serious, so then the Baal's not going to come be ma'arer. And even if he does, v'inami orer ein neman divadei dok b'milsa shapir. So we assume that by the shliach certifying it, he looked into it, and he knows, and we're, when the Baal comes against him, even though he was an Eid Echad, the Chachamim said we could believe him, absolutely. And that was the way we explained, meaning that it ends up being a kula in a way, because we're allowing one aid to ward off a potential error of the Baal. One aid, okay? Because why? That he's made the dayik. He checks into it. Ula Rava, so let's go to Rava. So that was all in Rava Shita, that the reason why you need to say b'fanei nechtav is a concern whether or not this get was written l'shma, not by the sefer, but l'shem, this husband and wife. So according to Rava, that says that l'fishein edim mitzuyim l'kaimai, the concern is a kiyam shtaris. You need to certify the signatures of the shtar. So you should need two edim. Midi dehava kiyum shtaris talma. Just like any kiyum shtaris. If you're saying it's kiyum shtaris, it should be no different than any kiyum shtaris. Kiyum shtaris requires, to certify the signature, two edim. So the Gemara answers, Eidacha neman bisurin, like we said on Beis Amud Beis. Eidacha is going to be neman when it comes to Isser. The Gemara says again, Eimar damrinan Eidacha neman bisurin. When would we say Eidacha neman bisurin? Kingan chaticha safek shel chelev safek shel shumen. That's if you have a piece of meat. We don't know if it's chelev or if it's shumen. Delo yischazek isura. So we don't know what it is. Avo hacha ischazek isura de eishes ish. Okay, so here, the last thing we know about the woman, she is, we look at this woman, we know that she's usher, she's an Eishes Ish. And therefore, if we have a suffix about the get, the get or any potential problematic get is not going to get her out. So when will we believe Eidecha Neman Bisurin, Eidecha Neman Bisurin, which allows you to eat your wife's cooking and allows you to eat at your friend's house? When do we say that? That's when there's no Ischazek Isura. We have no reason to think that there's Isser here. But over here, we're dealing with an Eishes Ish, Tzchazik Yisura. That is a Davar Sheba Erba. Have a Davar Sheba Erba, vein Davar Sheba Erba, Pachas Mishnayim, Mibayz. Okay, therefore, you need to aid him. Okay, so again, what's our kasha? If it's Kim Shtarais, like Rava says, how is one aid going to help you? You need to aid him. Where it says, Bedinhu Kim Shtarais, Nami Loi Libai. Really? So they're like this. Again, what we're saying is like this. Kim Shtarais is not a real din, Midaraisa. It's not a real problem. You really shouldn't need edim at all. You shouldn't need kiyum shtaris. Kidrei shlokish, damrei shlokish. Edim achsumin al hashtar, nasu kimisha nechkarei dusim bebezin. That the din is that if the edim are signed on there, as far as we're concerned, it's essentially like two edim came to Bezin and told over the following events as are recorded in the shtar. So as far as we're concerned, two signatures equals two edim. Anything works with two edim. So you don't really need to make the signatures. And the Rabbanon required this whole concept of Kim Shtarais, the Rabbanon required. And Bahacha Mishamigunai Kulube Rabbanon. The Rabbanon required you to certify the signatures. Again, that we will automatically assume there is no presumption of validity in the document. We'll automatically assume it's not good unless two people come and certify and say that we know who these people are and they're valid edim. Mishumi guna ikul the rabbanon. The rabbanon were makel to say that just with one. Fanei nechtam. So to which Mar is going to ask same question. Well, if you're allowing one, who says it will ward off an error of the baal? Haikulahu chomrahu the matzriches leitre. If we required two, lo yasi baal ma'arer upasale. Okay, because if we would require two edim for kiyum shtaris, the baal comes and says, I never wrote this get. Those edim are false. Then we have two edim who certified, regular kiyum shtaris. Sorry, we're not going to leave the baal. But chad, if it's only one aid, asi baal ma'arur pasul ei. So the Gemara says, kiven damar mar, like we answered earlier on the Amud, kiven damar mar bifnei kama noisnulo. Since we said that it's an official act, he's giving it over to her in front of other people. In front of how many? Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, chad amar bifnei shnai, chad amar bifnei shalosh. One says, in front of two, once is in front of three. But either way, he is participating in something that is real. Meikara meidak dayik. He will have looked into it. V'loyasi l'uri nafshei. He will look into it and make sure that he knows that these are valid signatures. These are valid signatories on the get. And therefore, we're going to believe his certification, even though he's in Eid Echad. Okay, so now, we got to Eid Echad. We understand why Eid Echad. Okay, we're going to believe, again, both of these have been downgraded to a chashash de rabbanon at this point, kiyum shtaris de rabbanon, and lishma de rabbanon, not a real darais of a kasav la lishma, but it's a concern that he might have found, not that the seferim don't know, the seferim do know lishma. What's the concern? Rabba says the concern is that maybe you found the get, okay, and maybe the baal found the get and used it, but again, mid rabbanon, mishamiguna ikulabi rabbanon, we are going to trust one aid. We're going to trust one aid by Kiyum Shtarais because Mistama, the Shliach, he is not going to agree to be sent on an official mission to divorce a woman that he's going to have to show up in front and give the get over in front of either two or three, official act, affecting a divorce. He's not going to want to undermine his credibility and therefore he will be Dayak. He will make sure made that Dayak, he will look into it. Whether it's a Lishma issue for like Rabbah or whether it's a Kiyum Shtarais issue, the validity of the signatures on the get. Either way, the Rabbanon allowed Eid Echad to go ahead and effect this. And even if the Baal would come and say, the get's not Lishma, I didn't write this get, or I didn't write this get, these Eidim are false. Either way, the fact that we believed Eid Echad, that we would not believe the Baal anymore. Now, the question is, V'rava, so they each had two different reasons. V'rava, why do we need two reasons? V'rava, my time, Eloyam, or Karaba. Why did Rava say it's a Kiyam Shtaris issue? Why didn't he just say that it's an issue of Lishma? Maybe you'll find the get in the street that was the Baal that was already, that was previously written. So Amar Lach, so he will tell you, Rava will tell you, you know why? Mikatani b'fanei nechtam Lishma, b'fanei nechtam Lishma. So you know why it's not a Lishma issue? Because the Chachamim never said, say, b'fanei nechtam Lishma. B'fanei nechtam lishma. So since the shliach is not addressing lishma at all, it must not be a lishma issue. To which Rabba says like this, bedinhu, the lisni hachi. Really? We should have required the shliach to say, b'fanei nechtam lishma. B'fanei nechtam lishma. It was written and signed, lishma. Elodi bai mafish le dibure. The problem is that if elodi mafish le dibure, if we add on too many words that the shliach has to say, asi lemegazie. What he's going to do is, he is going to forget some words. He's going to cut off some words. Essentially, if we tell him, you have to say, b'fanei nechtav lishma. Now, I just want to be clear here. B'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam are two separate amiras that the shliach is saying. So like this, it's two amiras of two words each. B'fanei nechtav, that's one. B'fanei nechtam, two. Okay, which what we're essentially saying in Rabbah is that you need to certify that the get was written Lishma and sign Lishma, right? Which we're going to have to get to on Amud Beis. Who is that Shita? We'll get there in a moment. But in the meantime, Rabbah is saying, I don't hold of you, Rabbah, because you didn't say B'fanei Nechtav. The Shliach doesn't say B'fanei Nechtav Lishma or B'fanei Nechtam Lishma. He just says B'fanei Nechtav. And Rabbah is saying, what's the concern? The concern is that if we required him to say B'fanei Nechtav Lishma, he may just say B'fanei Nechtav, and now you have a new problem, which is, why are you any better off than you are now? When we only told him to say B'fanei Nechtav, that there's a din, that kol ha-mishana mimatbeya shetovu chachamim begitin, havlat mamzer. That if you change, that the Rabbanan said, you have to say B'fanei Nechtav Lishma, Rashi says, and you don't say that, then the vlad's going to be a mamzer. That if you change what the Chachamim required you to say. So again, the concern is here, if we required you to say B'fanei Nechtav Lishma, you might just come and say B'fanei Nechtav, and then it's going to be a problem. But if we only require you to say B'fanei Nechtav, which is the way the Chachamim instituted it, then B'fanei Nechtav is perfectly effective. And that's why they didn't say Lishma. Now, the Gemara says, one second, Hashtanami Asu Magazi. Maybe you'll just say B'fanei. Maybe you'll just say Nechtav. Maybe you'll say one word. So the Gemara answers, Chadami Klas Goyz, that if you have to say B'fanei Nechtav Lishma, three words, then you might leave off the Lishma. Chadami Tarti Loi Goyz, if you have to say B'fanei Nechtav, you're not leaving off one of those words. Okay, so three, you might go ahead and leave off one of the words. That then you'll have a problem of a kol hamishan mimatei shetovu chacham begitin ha vlad mamzer, that the vlad will be a mamzer if you change what the chacham told you to say. And therefore the chacham said, say less. Just say b'fanei nechtav. Okay, so that is why, that's the back and forth in regards to Rava didn't hold like Rabba, because he says you didn't say lishma. Rabba says, really, you should say lishma, but we don't want to make bigger problems for you, so we just said, say b'fanei nechtav. But Rabba, my time, I'm a Karaba. Why doesn't Rabba hold like Rabba? Meaning, why does Rabba come up with lishma? Why didn't he just say it's a Kiyam Shtaris issue like Rabba does? Amar lach. So Rabba says, imkein nisni b'fanei nechtam v'suloi. If it's Kiyam Shtaris, what are you certifying? The signatures. So all the Edim, the Shliach, should have to say is b'fanei nechtam. Kiyam Shtaris. What are you talking about, the ksiva of the get? B'fanei nechtav l'amali. So the Gemara says, Shema mina bayin l'shma. If you're talking about the ksiva of the get, it must be, it's a v'kasav la. La l'shma issue, says Rabba. So V'Rava says, Bedinhu, you're right. Really, it's a kiyam shtaris issue. And I could have, the shliach, we could have just required the shliach to say, B'fanei nechtam. Bedinhu delisni hachi. Could have just said, B'fanei nechtam. Ela de'imkein asi le'ichlufei b'kiyam shtaris. The concern is that, again, we spoke this out. Kiyam shtaris normally requires how many edim? Two. Here we're allowing one. If we would have just allowed you to say B'fanei Nechtam, and all you're doing is essentially certifying the signatures, we would have said, okay, you could do Kiyam Shtaris with one. And therefore, the Alma, right? By other Kiyam Shtaris, you're going to accept one aid, okay? And therefore, they required you to talk about the Ksiva, so we understand we're talking about a get here. But really, it is Kiyam Shtaris, and really, B'fanei Nechtam just... the shliach talking about the signature should have been good enough. V'Rabba says, no, it's not good enough. Me dummy. Hasam, I don't need, Rabba says, I don't like your answer because I don't need to require Bafanei Nechtav to make this unique. Get and the Shliach certifying the get, Be'ed Echad, is unique enough. Where to the point of where you could have just said Bafanei Nechtam. Why? Mi dami. Hasam Yadinan. By Kiyam Shtaris, you could say Yadinan. That all the Edim have to do is come and say Yadinan. We know, we recognize these Shtaris. But, Hacha Bafanei. Over here, again, we said, here they required a specific Lashon of Bafanei Nechtam. So therefore, you're never going to have that concern if you just say Bafanei Nechtam. Says Rabbah, that's one of three reasons. You're never going to have the concern. And therefore, if it's not talking about Lishma, if it's just a Kim Shtaris issue, Be'ed Echad, Bafanei Nechtam would have been enough to solve that. Why are you writing Bafanei Nechtam? Elamai, we are talking about the Ksiva, and it has something to do with Lishma. Now, that's one example of how we would anyways know that Gittin is different. Because normally, if it's regular Kiyam Shtaris, you could say Yadinon by Kiyam Shtaris of a get, a shliach bringing a get, Medina Sayyam, this is Bafanei. Hasam Isha Lai Mehemna. Over there, by regular Kiyam Shtaris, we don't believe a woman. Hacha Isha Mehemna. Meaning the Baal can appoint a woman to be the shliach Kabbalah to bring the get to his wife. And since the Baal can appoint the shliach Kabbalah to his wife, we know that the shliach Kabbalah says Bafanei Nechtav. So over here, so we know, again, what's Rabba's concern? Rabba's concern is, why do you need Bafanei Nechtav if it's just about Kiyam Shtaris? To which Rabba said, because otherwise you're going to come to mess it up with regular Kiyam Shtaris. Rabba says to him, no, you're not. Because over here, you can do it with a woman. And over there, you can't. So we know that the dinim are different. And the third difference is, Hasam Baldavar Le Mehemen, Hacha Baldavar Mehemen. Then normally the Baldavar can't come and certify. Over here, the Baal Davar can, meaning that the Baal, now this you have to just pay attention a little bit, the Baal can make his wife, his own wife, into a shliach kabbalah, a halacha, sorry, to a shliach halacha, that he basically tells his wife, I want you to be my shliach, to take the get, and then be megarish yourself with it when you get back home. Okay? So, she's a Baal Davar on it, she can come and say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. She'll do it in front of eight. Okay, now we have an effective giving of the get. We have so therefore, again, that's different. Normally, the malve, the lender, can't come with the shtar and saying, I'm certifying the signature. No, you'd have to have other third parties come and certify it. So in those three reasons, it's different enough. And therefore, if it's true that it's just about kiyam shtarais, you should have said only, the Chum should have required you, says Rabba to Rabba, should have only required the Shliach to say, Bafanei Nechtam. V'Rava, Amar Lach, he can answer this and say, Atu Hachi Kiyami Yadinan Mile Mehemni. He says that actually Yadinan would work as well. V'Chivan De Chiyaminan Yadinan Mehemni Asi Lechlufi B'Kiyam Shtaris Ta'ama Be'Eid Echad. Since Yadinan would work, again, it would come to confuse it, and we would think that regular Kiyam Shtaris, you can be Makayim the Shtar with Eid Echad, and therefore the Rabbanon required Bafanei Nechtav, so that we know we're talking about a get. But really, the whole reason they required you to say Bafanei Nechtav is for the Kiyam Shtaris, and the reason why they said Bafanei Nechtav was to show you that it's only here we allowed Eid Echad, Kiyam Shtaris for Eid Echad. Okay, so now, we have a Machlekes. Again, Shliach Lehelacha comes and brings a get from Medina Sayyam. Machlekes, Rabba and Rabba. What's the reason? Is it because we have a concern that the get was not Lishma? For instance, the Baal found a preformed get in the garbage, found one used for somebody else, or is it a Kiyam Shtaris? And either way, one aid will take care of it. Now, the fact that Rabba says that it's a Lishma issue, and what are you certifying? Bafanei Nechtav and Bafanei Nechtam, both the writing of the get and the signature at the end of the get. So that will tell us that you need Lishma for both the writing and the signature. So that's going to be the Gemara's kasha. Ula Rabba Damar Lefi Shein and Bikiyam Lishma. It's a Lishma issue. Man Haitana Deboi Ksiva Lishma Ubay Chasima Lishma. Who is the Tana that holds you need both Ksiva and Chasima Lishma? Now, Ira Meir, Chasima Bai, Ksiva Loi Bai. If it's Rameir, so there is a Machlekes, and this is like of the top Machlekes Tanayim in Gittin, this probably is number one, which is Ede Mesira Karti or Ede Chasima Karti. Okay, meaning We know that in order for a get to be effective, it has to have edim. Now, in reality, in a proper normal get, there are two sets of edim. There's edim on the bottom of the get, who are signing the get. The shtar is the document. And then there are edim who will witness the get being given to the woman. The baal or his shliach gives the get to the wife. That's what's called edim asuya. Now the question is, which one are the real one? Okay? So Rameir holds it's edei chasima karti. Edim or not. The kiyam shtaris, the shliach, to do the kiyam shtaris, to certify the edim, that we're allowing, that's a din drabanan. But there's edim, a regular get. You have a get written, and there's edim. The get requires edim, either the shtar itself or the edim mesira. But the process of gittin, just like kiddushin, requires two edim.
The two edim at the bottom of the get, those are the raisa?
You have to get there. 1 second. So let's start there. First, the process of gittin requires edim. Just like kiddushin requires edim, right? You go into the chuppah, you need edim kiddushin, or so-and-so. Gerushin needs edim as well. So now like this. But in reality, like I said, edim show up two places. Now what you hold will depend on which ones are daraisa. So if you hold edim chasima karti, that who are the real edim on the gittin process? It's the ones written on the bottom of the get. Well, then edim on the bottom of the get are daraisa. If you hold that it's edim mesira karti, then the real ones are just like by kiddushin, they're witnessing the event, so too by gittin, they're witnessing the event, which means that the edim on the bottom of the get are not the ones that are midaraisa affecting the gittin. So what are they doing? Now we have to discuss. So that is the fundamental machlekes here. So like this. We want to understand, again, what's our mission right now? According to Rabba, who holds that it's a question of lishma, so you're saying b'fonei nechtav, you're certifying that the ksiva was lishma and the chasivim was lishma. According to which Tana do you need both the ksiva and the chasiva lishma? If it's Rameir, Irameir, chasima bayi, ksiva le bayi, you only need the chasima lishma. You don't need the ksiva. The Tanan, where do we know this from? The Mishnah says, in kaisum mechuber lekarka, that you're not allowed to write a get on a plant, for instance, something that's attached to the ground. Kosvu al mechuber lekarka. Let's say you wrote the get, you wrote the form of the get, and then you tolshu, disconnected it, you detached it from the ground, then signed it, had the Adam sign it, Venustalon gave it to her, it's going to be kosher. Okay, so Rameir holds that Ede Chasima Karti. Why? Because he says you're right. Lecharchila, you should not write the get attached. Why? Because if you had the get signed and it was attached, and then you detached it, the Adam signed it and gave it over, that would be a possible get. So again, what do we see here? That b'di'eved, if you wrote the get and then detached it and then signed it and gave it over, it would be a good get. B'di'eved, it would be kosher. Now, why would it be kosher? That means that just like the ksiva has to be lishma, if the chasima has to be lishma, so that means if mechuber lekarka is a psul in the get, over here, we're saying that if it's written while it's mechuber lekarka and then detached and then signed, then it would be b'di'eved, it would be kosher. Well, but if not, it would be pasul. Meaning if it was signed while it's still attached, it would be pasul. So we see that the only thing that we really care about lishma is the chasima. The ksiva doesn't need to be lishma. So it can't be Rameir. E Rebbe Lazar, if the Tana who holds you need both ksiva and chasima lishma is Rebbe Lazar, ksiva bayi, chasima loy bayi. That you only need the ksiva, you don't need the chasima. Okay? Rebbe Lazar holds, and we're gonna prove this in a second, Rebbe Lazar holds, Ede Mesira Karti. Okay? Now, according to the Rabbanan, where do we learn lishma? V'chasav la. Okay? Now, really, in the Rabban, according to our mayor, if it's v'chasav la, la lishma, it's really not the ksiva. The chasav really means the chasima. It's the signature. Ede chasima karti. They are the ones. That's the ikar. Which means the ksiva doesn't need lishma. According to Rabbi Lazar, who holds ede mesira karti, I don't even need edim on the bottom of the shtar at all. All I need is ede mesira. It's the edim witnessing. Just like by a marriage, the edim witnessing the event are the ones that affect it. So too, over here. So ere Rabbi Lazar ksiva by chasima light by. Why? Because It's Ede Mesira Karti. Now, V'chitem Elohim Rebbe Lazar, maybe you'll tell me it's really Rebbe Lazar. Okay, that I need the Ksiva Lishma. So the Bafane Nechtav is the Iker one. I need a Ksiva Lishma. V'chiloi Bayi Rebbe Lazar, Chasima Lishma. That's only Midoraisa. Then Midoraisa, Ede Mesira Karti. But I do need a chasima lishma midrabanan bayi. We're going to prove that that's not true, right? And that's going to be our first answer. Is maybe just like because we equated b'fanei nechtam. Maybe I can't find the tana that's going to hold both are required daraisa, but maybe I do need lishma for one of them and the other one midrabanan, and that's what he's coming to certify. B'hashloisha gittin psul midrabanan. Three gittin are going to pasul midrabanan only. Okay, meaning even according to the Tanakhama, it's only going to pass the Rabbanan. Veloy by Rebbe Lazar chasima lishma, and Rebbe Lazar is not going to require chasima at all. Ditanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, gimel gittin pasulin. The following three gittin would be pasul. However, they're pasul mid Rabbanan. V'imnis is avad kasher. That's how we know it's the Rabbanan. Because Lamaisa, if she gets married based on this get, the vod's going to be okay. Which means that the whole soul that we're saying this get is only the Rabbanan. And here are the three. Kasav b'ksav yadai. Let's say the husband wrote the get. Bein alav edim. You have no ede chasima on it. According to the Tanakama, ksav yadai, ein alav edim. The get is pasul midrabanan. Okay, the get is pasul midrabanan. And that's what we're saying. But if she gets married on it, since it's written b'ksav yad of the husband, she gets married on it, it's going to be okay. Next, yesh alav edim ve'ein b'zman. Let's say it has edim, but it doesn't have a time. There's no date stamp on the get. So in case there's a question of what the proper date was, we don't really know. But yet, it has edim. Otherwise, it's okay. That would be a get that's pasul midrabanan. We'll get all into these cases later, but it's pasul midrabanan. Yesh b'zman ve'ein b'yel eid echad. If let's say it has a time, but it only has eid echad, harelu shloisha gittin psulin. These gittin are pasul midrabanan. How do I know? Because v'imnis is avad kasher. That's what the Tanakhama says. Okay, good. So now, we have a get written, the ksav yad of the husband, and has no edei chasima, and the Tanakhama holds that this is going to be pasul midrabanan. Rebbe Lazar comes to argue, saying like this. Rebbe Lazar, remember, afal pi she'ein alav edim, el she'nasnu alav b'fnei edim kasher. So we're only dealing with Rabbanan, and Rebbe Lazar says it's still going to be kasher midrabanan. So what do we see? All I care about, says Rebbe Lazar, is Edei Mesira. Do they watch, do they witness the get being given over to the wife? So what do we see according to Rebbe Lazar? That even Midrabanan, if there's no Edim, it's going to be okay. So that's not a good answer. Why did you say B'fanei Nechtav Lishma, B'fanei Nechtam Lishma? That you're right, according to Rebbe Lazar, V'kasav La is real Ksiva. I need the Ksiva Lishma. V'chasam, that B'fanei Nechtam, that's not a real din d'oraisa. It's only din d'rabbanan. It's not true, Rebbe Lazar. Even midrabbanan, he's saying here, a get that does not have edim signed midrabbanan is 100% okay. So you wouldn't need to say b'fanei nechtam at all if it was Rebbe Lazar. So v'gavim minachasim mishubadim. Okay. So meaning it would be an effective shtar. Again, get is just another form of shtar, which means you can 100% effective. V'gavim minachasim mishubadim. Even from land that does have a lien on it, if your shtar came first, even if it doesn't have edim, written b'ksav yada, you could go ahead and use it. Why? Now, says Rebbe Lazar, a very key important point. This is because she'eino edim chos min al aget, elo mibnei tekena olam. That the only reason why the edim sign on the get, according to Rebbe Lazar, lemaisa, like I said, according to everybody, there would be edim on the bottom of the get, and there would be edim when it's handed over. According to Rebbe Lazar, if all I really care about is the Edim witnessing the get being handed to the woman, so why do I need Lamaisa signatures on the bottom of the get? That's because of Tikkun HaOlam. Meaning, what does Rashi say? That let's say the Ede Mesira die. The Ede Mesira die. So now, we don't know as this woman, the husband comes and says, I didn't give the get. I didn't want the get. Really, it's the Ede Mesira witness giving it over. If there's no edim on the bottom of the get, and these edim are gone, they're dead, so now we have nobody to certify that the get was given to the wife. But if there's signatures on the shtar, the way Tosfos explained it, that if there's signatures on the shtar, then we could rely on the signatures of the get. Now, Tosfos will say on Daf Dalet, what do you mean? If we don't rely on signatures, it's edim mesira, how is that going to help? The answer is that the signatures on the get show that the get went through the proper process, according to Rebbe Lazar. And therefore, we could assume that there were Ede Mesira, And yeah, they're dead, but we can rely on the Ede Chasima because having signatures there, Mipnei Tiven, I don't need it. Meaning like this, you're right, you're opening yourself up to problems. Is a woman who has a get where there's no signatures on there, is that a good get? According to Rabbi Lazar, according to our mayor, absolutely not. According to Rabbi Lazar, yes. But what that means is that we're going to have to rely on the Ede Mesira. Is this woman divorced? She shows up with a star. It's unsigned. What do we do? We say, are there any Edim? Tell me who your Edim are. Then we're going to call the Edim into Bezin and we're going to inquire. Okay, did you actually witness a divorce? Yes. Okay, it was a good divorce. But if they're not there, then she's going to have problems. She's not going to have a hard time proving that she's divorced since we don't have the signatures. But if you have the signatures, even though the signatures aren't what actually affect the get, what they do is they tell us that there were Edim Mesira, that the get was done through the proper process, never going to rely on them. Okay, so again, our second, what are we trying to figure out? According to Rabbah, why do you have to say, 9:15, I guess. Why do you have to say Bafanei Nechtav and Bafanei Nechtam? Why do you have to say both? If according to our mayor, all we care about is Ksiva Lishma. If according to Rabbi Lazar, according to our mayor, all we care about is Chasima Lishma. The Chasav La Lishma is, it has to be signed. How do we know? Because if you wrote it and then detached it, it would be okay, b'di'evet. But if you wrote it and had it signed and then detached it, it wouldn't be good. So we see it's the chasima. That's really what matters here. So you need the chasima lishma. According to Rebbe Lazar, you need the ksiva lishma. Why? Because I don't even need Edim at all. And even midrabanan, I don't need Edim. The whole thing is because of tikkun olam. It's to save the woman so, in case the Edim Yisira die. So even midrabanan, I don't need it. So there's no reason Rabbi Lazar to say b'fanei nechtam. That's what we're thinking. So Ella, let's try the other way. Ella Rameir. Really, it's Rameir. Rameir who says what? Rameir who says, really, midaraisa, you need Ede Chasima Karti. You need the lishma on the signature. V'chile bayi. Rameir, ksiva lishma, that's midaraisa, midrabanan bayi. Maybe, again, the same answer we tried Rabbi Lazar, we'll try Rameir. Midrabanan, you do need a... Midrabanan, you need a ksiva lishma. Frekta Gemara, that, huh? V'chiloi by Rameir ksiva lishma. That's only midaraisa. Okay, that you don't need ksiva. You only need chasima, the signature. But midrabanan, maybe you would need ksiva. Since midrabanan, you need ksiva. We tell the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam. Frekta Gemara, that can't be Amar Rav Nachman. Omer Hayer Rameir. Rameir says afilu matzu ba'ashba. Even if you found it in the garbage dump, you found a form template. Afilu matzu ba'ashba v'chasmai v'nasnula. Kosher, it's going to be kosher. So we see the exact same thing that we were telling you. The reason why you need b'fanei nechtam. Is to certify in case you found the document. We see the Rameir holds that it's going to be kosher. You want to tell me kosher means midaraisa, meaning that what we're saying is it's going to be kosher, and it's and maybe it's only midaraisa, but midrabanan it's going to be a problem. Rav Nachman is coming to tell you, you're gonna get a lot of problems. That means someone's gonna follow Rameir. You just said kosher. If it's true that kosher only means drabanan, then when Rav Nachman was quoting over Rameir, you should have said Rameir holds that midaraisa it's kosher. Otherwise, you're creating problems. You're making it kosher. Elamai must be that it's kosher even drabanan. So again, we're back to our original problem, which is like this: Rav Elazar, I only need ksiva lishma. I don't even need chasima. Even midrabanan, I don't need chasima lishma. According to a mayor, I only need chasima lishma. I don't even need ksiva lishma midrabanan. So why, according to either of them, who is the Tana that Rabbah is saying it's an issue of lishma? If it's kiyum shtaris, then I understand. We explain why you need b'fanei nechtav. That's so you don't, according to Rabbah, so you don't come and think that any kiyum shtaris you could do with 1A. Okay? But according to Rabbah, why do you need b'fanei nechtav? So, ela lo'aylam rabbi lazar hi. So the Gemara is going to have two answers. Really, it is Rebbe Lazar, which means, midrabanan, you don't need any edim. But, v'chilai bai Rebbe Lazar chasima, hey, you don't need any edim chasima. You're right, I need ksiva lishma. I don't need edim at all on the chasima. But, heicha deleka edim klal, that's when it's you don't need. V'chilai bai Rebbe Lazar chasima, heicha deleka edim klal, when there's no edim. Heicha de'ike edim bai. But, if there are edim, then they can be problematic. Why?
That
that if there's a forgery in the document, if there's a problem with the document, then it's a problematic document. So if you had no Edim, you're right. Rabbi Elazar says it's totally fine. I don't need Edim. But once you had Edim there, if the Edim are problematic, then you're going to have problems. So according, right, that's the, and Tosfos explains that if you don't do the chasima lishma, maybe it would be gzeira. That if we don't require chasima lishma, maybe we would need, maybe you wouldn't do the chasima lishma. According to him, that's a real problem. So there's a lot of discussion in the Rishonim and Acharonim exactly what is mizuyef mitoicha, exactly how to understand this concept of mizuyef. But what we understand is that no, the absence of a signature is not a problem according to Rabbi Elazar, but having a bad signature is a problem. And therefore, we require the shliach to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam, if there is a signature, and that's what we're explaining. That's answer number one.
Signature is doraita here or darabanan? According to Rabbi Elazar, is doraita.
According to Rabbanan, it's only mishum tikkun ha'olam. It's not even the Rabbanan.
No, mizuyof. Here it says is a problem. If the signature is forged.
If it's forged, then you would have a problem. It sounds like according to Tosfos, he's saying that it would be a gzeira. So it sounds like it would be gzeira d'rabbanan, but the point is, and d'rabbanan is good enough. If it's just gzeira d'rabbanan, we would also require you to say b'fanei nechtam, according to Rabbi Elazar. Okay? So what was our question? According to Rabbi, why do you need b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam? It's really Rabbi Elazar who holds, I really, midaraisa, all I need lishma is a ksiva, so b'fanei nechtav. Why am I saying b'fanei nechtav? In a case where there were signatures, you have to say b'fanei nechtav, because if you had bad signatures, that would be a problem. So he's coming to certify that these are not bad signatures. That's answer number one. Answer number two is, Ramashi Yamar, Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. You were saying, which Tana is it? Is it Rabbi or is it Rabbi Elazar? You know what the answer is? Neither. You know who it is? It's Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Paisel, Ad Shetei Ksiva, Soi V'Chasima B'Talosh. That you need both the writing and the Chasima to be B'Talosh. Which means the get would be Paisel, even if you wrote it. Which means Rabbi Yehuda holds, just like we were saying in Rameir held that you can write it, the Mechubar, and then detach it, which shows us that only the Chasima needs to be B'Talosh, only the Chasima needs to be Lishma. Rabbi Yehuda holds that both the Ksiva and the Chasima. And that's our answer. Who is Rabbah going like Lishma? According to Rabbah, that the reason, the Mishnah, which says you need to say B'Fanei Nechtav, is to for a Lishma concern, why would you have to say both? Could be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara says like this. So that was a simple answer. Why did we spend like an amud and a half of Gemara talking about Midrabanan, Rameir, Midaraisa, Midrabanan, Midaraisa, Rameir, Belazar, and then maybe they really hold one is Daraisa, one is Midrabanan. Why are we spending all that time correcting them? Coming up with this answer. Why don't we just simply say, it's just Rabbi Yehuda. Very good. Open a chart. We could have done away with an amud plus of Gemara. Right? Why don't you say that? It's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Mikar my time alimuk minalek Rabbi Yehuda, Mahadrinan or Rameir. So first, I'll tell you why. Because to have the Mishnah be either a mayor or a Belazar would have been preferred. Mahadrin and Rameir would have been preferred to have our Mishnah be Shitas Rameir, Disnam Masis and Rameir. Because then it's a regular Stam Mishnah. It's Rameir. So we want it to be Rameir, so we try to crack it into Rameir. Or Mahadrin and Rabbi Elazar, Dekaimel and Hilchsa Kavase Begitin, because the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar Begitin. So we at least, either we wanted this to be a Stam Mishnah, or we wanted this to be a Mishnah that's halacha lamai, so we pass like Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, since we pass like Rabbi Elazar, that Ede me Sira Karti, that what actually, if which Edim are the Iker Edim, it's the ones that watch it over. Why are we writing it in? That's just in case the Edim die. That's so the woman, she will have someone, she'll have a way to prove that she's actually divorced. So we have the Ksiva there. That is Mechiyah Halav, like Tosfos said. But, and therefore, since that Rabbi Elazar is, we pass like Rabbi Elazar when it comes to Gittin, we try to make the Mishnah Rabbi Elazar. And in fact, in the first answer, not like Rabbi Ashi, we did make the Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar. So it's very nice. Rabbi Ashi came and said, no, it's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't agree that we're correct to this idea that Rabbi Elazar would need to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam, because of a concern of a bad signature. And that's where I just want to summarize. We started the daf today discussing, which we brought in yesterday, which is Machlekes Rabbah and Rava. What we essentially, between yesterday and today, discussed was that in either of them, Rabbah or Rava, Rabbah, it's a concern Lishma. Why does the Shliach have to say, maybe give me dinah sayyam, why does he say funny nachtam? That it's a, Rava says it's a concern Lishma. Rava says it's a kiyam shtaris. Either way, what we said was that it's only a chashash de Rabbanon, and we were makel, and therefore we allowed with one, even though it's one aid, that one aid will essentially be able to say, and even if the Baal comes to you ma'arer, even though Kiyum Shtaris, for instance, and Rava is normally two, we're going to believe one aid. And even though it's the aid never shavar pachas mishnayim, we're going to believe one aid over here. That was the kula. Now, we had to explain why Rava doesn't hold like Rava. Rava doesn't hold like Rava because, or actually first we did why Rava doesn't hold like Rava. Rava doesn't hold like Rava because it says b'fanei nechtav, not b'fanei nechtav, lishma. Okay? And Rava says, why didn't you say lishma? Because if you would have said lishma, you'll mess up the form. It's too many letters. B'fanei nechtav, lishma. You might only say b'fanei nechtav and call mishanah b'fanei shetav l'chacham b'gitta and havlad mamzer. So therefore we said, say less. Okay? Why didn't Rava say like Rava? Because... Why didn't Rava say like Rava? Because he says, because you did it according to Rava. If it's just about Kiyum Shtaris, all you should have had to say was Befanei Nechtam. Why did he say Befanei Nechtav? And Rava says it's to differentiate because since it's major cool over here. Kiyum Shtaris, regular Kiyum Shtaris, we're allowing only one shliach to do the Kiyum Shtaris, you might come and say by all Kiyum Shtaris, one Shliach can get it done. So Kamash Malon, we have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Rabba argues this is, anyways, there's enough differences, Yadinan, that the Anisha can do it, that the Baldavar, fine. Okay, so that's why they don't hold like each other. And then we embarked on a mission to figure out who is the Tana of our Mishnah who says, according to Rabba, that it's a Lishma issue, the reason why you say B'fanei Nechtav is to address a Lishma issue, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that holds you need both Ksiva and Chasima Lishma? We said, because Rameir on the outside only needs Chasima Lishma, Rabbi Lazar on the outside only needs Ksiva Lishma, we tried to say that maybe Midrabanan, they each need, Rameir we need Ksiva Lishma as well, Rabbi Lazar we need Chasima Lishma, we knocked that away, and we said, L'maisa, it's Rabbi Lazar, could be, we had two possible answers, could be that the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar holds, you're right, I don't need chasima at all on the get. Therefore, Eidei Mesira Karti, I only need chasima lishma. I don't need chasima at all if there's no signature. But if there's a signature, then I do have to certify that it's lishma. Otherwise, it could be a problem. It could make it a forged star, mezuyif mitaychay. Okay, and that was one answer. Or we could say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. If we say our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, why did we try krechsing into Rameir Rabbi Yehuda? That really Rameir or Rabbi Yehuda, or, I'm sorry, why did we try krechsing into Rameir or Rabbi Lazar? Because either Rameir or Rabbi Lazar would have been preferred. Rameir because it's Stam Mishnah, and Rabbi Lazar because Allah is like him when it comes to Gittin.